Proclamation number 3768, dated the May 12th, 1946. Christ's second coming. My birth on earth occurred at a time when people's thoughts were in total disarray, at a time of great heartlessness and profound unbelief. It happened at a time when the human race was incredibly distanced from God. That is, when I came to earth myself in order to bring help in spiritual adversity. It was not the serious earthly difficulties of individual people which motivated me to do so, but purely the spiritual hardship, for this signified certain downfall for an infinitely long time to come. I came to them myself because their hearts remain unaffected by the written word. Thus I came myself and brought them the word through the mouth of Jesus, the man, in whom I took abode and thus spoke through him, because no one can attain bliss without my word. And now it is just as it was at the time of my birth on earth. The same immense spiritual hardship prevails. The human race is in a hopeless situation if it does not receive help. Heartlessness is rife. Faith is paralyzed. The written word has become meaningless for people, for they no longer live up to it and therefore cannot release themselves from their adversity either. And therefore I have come to earth again, except that I am in spirit amongst people, as I have promised that I will stay with my own until the end of the world. I am with them in spirit and reveal myself to them through the spirit. Once again I bring my word to them, I speak to people, and those who are of good will can also recognize my word. And what would be more understandable than that I will not leave people without help? How else can they be helped unless I speak to them myself? And in order to do so I must avail myself of a person. I can only speak through a human mouth so as not to aggravate people's state, i.e., so as not to deprive them of their freedom of faith, which would exclude any improvement of their spiritual state. My word needs to be conveyed to people again in all purity as it originates from me, so that it can also take effect on them. And since I am the word myself, I come to you myself. I am amongst you spiritually. I have descended to earth again in order to bring you help. And as I speak to you, I also inform you of the time you are approaching, since it is my will that you know the great responsibility you have for yourselves. This is why I address you. I draw your attention to the end. I admonish and caution you. I advise you and explain everything you need to know. And thus my presence is irrefutable for every thinking human being. For once a person has recognized me, once he believes in me, he will never be able to deny a connection between the Creator with that which he has created. Thus it will also be self-evident for him that I am close where my presence is not resisted, and he will also believe that I want to prove my presence through my word, which comes forth from me directly and thus testifies to me. I am with you in the word. It is my second coming, which I predicted would happen prior to the end. And thus you can also expect this end with certainty, for I myself told you the signs which precede the final end, and everything I proclaimed in word and scripture will come to pass, for my word is and will remain truth for all eternity. Amen.